Obi-Wan? She nodded. Obi-Wan. He shot her a cold look in passing. You don't ever make him wait. Falling into step behind him, walking fast, she cleared her throat. Sky Guy? He slowed, turned. Cold, was cautious now. He was coming to know her. What? I think he looks a bit wrong. And then she had to run to keep up. He took the call in the chief designer's office, unceremoniously evicting the chief designer, his assistant, and two other shipyard execs. They were coming to know him now, so nobody said a word. They just left. Ahsoka tucked herself into a corner and pricked up her ears. Obi-Wan, Anakin said to the hologram sitting on its desktop transceiver. Sorry, I was training. Master Obi-Wan's hologram looked Anakin up and down.
Yes, I can see that.
Anakin ignored the gentle sarcasm. So you're back from your mission, at last. How did it go?
Moderately uneventful, thank you.
Obi-Wan did blandly evasive like nobody's business.
I have a new assignment for you.
Anakin folded his arms. Yeah, that's great. Obi-Wan, what happened?
Oh, it's far too tedious to get into. How's your apprentice coming along?
Ahsoka scowled. What? They thought she was an idiot? So they couldn't discuss the mission in front of the Padawan? They could just say that. She wouldn't burst into tears. She's fine, Master. You're not looking well.
You're imagining things, Anakin. Now, do you want to hear about your mission?
Yes, said Anakin, rolling his eyes. But in case you think we're done discussing this, we're not. What's the mission?
New intelligence has just come in. The Separatists have established a secret listening post. It could explain how Grievous took out the Farlene battle group.
Any idea where it's located?
Well, no. That would account for the secret part of secret listening post, Anakin.
Ha ha, said Anakin, but he did smile, even though his eyes were still worried. So you want me to find Grievous's spy hole? Do I take the Twilight and Captain Rex?
You do. We've also picked up some partially triangulated chatter, which I'll have transmitted to your bridge. That should get you started on tracking down this mystery base.
Thank you, Master, said Anakin. Don't suppose you'll be joining us for this one, will you? Master Obi-Wan shook his head.
No. I'm afraid I'm involved in an extensive mission debrief. Maybe next time, but I'll wish you good hunting, Anakin. Find that outpost. Things could get tricky for us fast if you don't.
The Hololink disconnected. Ahsoka waited, but Anakin didn't move. Instead, he stared at the empty transceiver. Extensive mission debrief, my crippled old dewback, he muttered. You're convalescent again, Obi-Wan. What did you do? Ahsoka stepped forward. I guess he'll tell you when I'm not around, she said. Sky Guy, can I go find Rex? Let him know we're on a countdown? Anakin nodded. He was hardly paying attention. Yeah, sure. Thanks, she said, heading out. But in the doorway, she paused and looked back. She knew him well enough now to know he was really worried. Hey, Sky Guy, he didn't look that bad. Whatever it was, I bet it was practically nothing. Anakin spared her a startled glance, then a wry smile. Yeah, I guess. Go tell Rex I'll come brief him soon, okay?
Okay,
she said, hurrying off to find their clone detachment. Did a few backflips of her own to celebrate. Another mission. No more boring shipyards. Yes! Life was finally looking up.